been a pleasure.
Has been a pleasure.
This is Larson.
This is Gabe.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
And we're the Birders. We're listening to Somewhere Over the Rainbow / What a Wonderful World by Big Iz right now. We'll let this song play out for y'all, but we just wanted to say thank you for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next year.
Keep listening to the Midwestern Nights Radio Show here. Jack,
take her away.
The dream that you dare to, why, oh why, can't I, ooh, 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 ooh,
there, everyone. This is Jack, and this is the Midwestern Nights Radio Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This first song here is from Adjunct Ensemble from their new album Sovereign Bodies, and it's called Nothing Grows Here / How Dare You Be Free. Enjoy. This track you're hearing right now is called Away From Tidal Waves by Penelope Traps from her album Heavenly Spheres. If you haven't caught on yet, my theme, if you could call it that, is odd experimental music. That last song was some crazy jazz rap stuff. If you'd even call it jazz rap, that feels almost reductive. And this is some very heavenly, ambient, sort of vocal stuff. And that'll set the tone. I have some free jazz later, some drone, some weird orchestral stuff, all kinds of really interesting stuff. But yeah, this is my last show today of the semester. I'll be back next year once the school year starts, but I will miss WMFO, and I decided to go out with an exaggeratedly experimental set, because I suppose that a lot of my sets are a bit experimental. A lot of them are exaggerated. Why not put it all together? Anyways, once again, this song is Away From Tidal Waves by Penelope Traps, and the first song was called Nothing Grows Here / How Dare You Be Free by Adjunct Ensemble from their new album Sovereign Bodies / Ritual Taxonomy. If you're looking for 90 minutes of oddball jazz with some interesting rap in it, definitely check that Adjunct Ensemble track out. Not track, album. It's very interesting. I only listened to it the one time, but that first song really, really stuck with me. Anyways, the song Away From Tidal Waves, once again, is concluding, and I'm going to just let the last couple seconds of it play out. The next track is Mother by Nazar, one of Hyperdub's finest artists, from his incredible album Gorilla. Enjoy.
Echito atunda kofe kayo lupito ke te kele panduvari ko sai ya kayo vo o ko hulu kai o vita echeya kakunye panduvari le pandu to apita koluvango toke kominonke ete kele acho amendalale konjo ya kotayange ana echito apasuka akamba betu veia o cutula leca a cuti.
That women have as much more than men.
Thank you.
Last song there was Song for Eulalie by Matana Roberts from her album Quan Quan Chapter 1, Jean de Couleur Libre. That I didn't want to talk over that at all, so I've waited until this song to speak on it for a moment. Matana Roberts is an experimental jazz saxophonist, and Quan Quan is like a series of albums, I believe 8 of them, although I've only heard the first one, and I think maybe only 5 or 6 are out yet. They're live recordings illustrating the life of an enslaved woman in the 1800s named Quan Quan, as it follows her life. And yeah, I mean, I gotta listen to the rest, but Chapter 1 is the most famous so far, and it's one of the most evocative and I think impactful pieces of music in general over the past decade or so, that I've heard, of course. My bias is skewed, of course, by what I've heard. And that may raise a question: why would you play that on the air at 10 a.m.? And my answer is simple. It's my ethos for my show, because I want to, and because I want more people to hear it. So yeah, that answers that. I hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't, I'm very sorry, but maybe tune the radio to another dial, or tune the radio dial to another setting or something. I don't know. Anyways. This track here that I'm talking over, that I've sort of interrupted half of, is Fidetic, I Lay Down My Life For You by Fatima Al-Qadiri from her EP Gumar, which came out just a few months ago on Hyperdub. Pretty good. But yeah, I'll just let the rest of it play. I hope you enjoyed that last song though, because, well, just because it's really good. It's really powerful. It's just incredible. And I will be keeping up the unconventional stuff for the rest of the show. Although maybe nothing quite as heavy as that. So enjoy the rest of this Fatima Al-Qadiri song.
Thank you.
Alright, the last track there was Gent by Bar Italia, and this song here is That Tunnel Underground Seemed Never Ending by Allison Cotton. This song, sorry to spoil it, but it's an 8-minute drone track, so I'm gonna cut out a bit of time from that into the PSA over it real quick. Just some numbers to think about, you know. Worldwide prison populations. The USA has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the US Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the USA, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more popular than the USA, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Those are some numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Anyways, once again, there's still like 7 minutes to go on this track, so I feel like I can talk for a bit. It's a droner, so expect it to drone on for a bit longer. I just read about this artist, Allison Cotton, in Wire magazine, which I just learned that the Lilly Music Library here on campus has. I feel like I figured that out later than I wish I had, though, because it's a great publication, and if I'd known that we had copies this whole time, I would have been reading them all. But anyways, she sort of blends some string instruments in with her drone stuff, which I think is very interesting. It makes it a bit eerie, but also very calming, as all drones should be, to be honest. I don't have much more to say on the topic, so I'm probably going to crank this up in the studio right now, very loudly, and just soak it in. I advise you to do the same if you'd like, but if you're trying to focus on anything else, then maybe not. Anyways, once again, this is That Tunnel Underground Seemed Never Ending by Allison Cotton.
Thank you.
Alright, this is 23 by Powell and the London Contemporary Orchestra. That last track was Living Hazard by Salamanda. And that track before was That Tunnel Underground Seem Never Ending by Alison Cotton. This track, 23, from an album titled, well, I don't know if I'd even call it an album, a piece titled 26 Lives, is a collaboration between Powell, an experimental electronic musician, and the London Contemporary Orchestra, who stay doing cool stuff. They made a very kind of fascinating, I've seen it's not getting very great reviews online or in the music world, but I've enjoyed it. 26 Lives, it's basically just a strange minimalist arrangement. I don't really know anything about classical music. I sort of approach it from a more experimental electronic side of things because that's where my knowledge lies. But 26 Lives is interesting for sure. It's a if you want to hear new modern classical experimental stuff, I'd definitely check it out. If that doesn't really strike you as something you want to listen to, feel free to skip it. But I was pretty into it a few months ago when it came out. It's definitely one of the more interesting projects of the year so far, although I guess it's a bit divisive. In that track before, Living Hazard by Salamanda, it's like if Aphex Twin was cute. Really cool music. I just listened to that, the whole album, for the first time recently, but I've heard a few remixes of theirs and known a couple tracks already. They're a South Korean electronic duo. Definitely worth checking out if you like cute electronic music. Anyways, yeah, 23 by Powell and London Contemporary Orchestra is wrapping up. My next track, I'm throwing it back a little bit. This next song is Hat and Beard by the legendary Eric Dolphy from his album Out to Lunch. Rest in peace. Out of all the jazz players out there, he's died one of the most tragic deaths. But that's kind of heavy, kind of sad. Not really the vibe. I oughtn't have brought that up, but you know, a fascinating musician with an excellent career while it lasted. This is Hat and Beard by Eric Dolphy. Enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, that incredible piece right there was Hat and Beard by Eric Dolphy. I mean, not even too much to say about that because it kind of speaks for itself. Just some of the one of my favorite free jazz tracks out there, because it sort of balances having a nice groove that you can really get into and being experimental and wild and evocative and fascinating in general. This is my final track of today, and my final track of possibly the semester. So, this is a song that I only listened to for the first time last night, African Buddhist Temple by Taro Nohara, from the album Polytime Soundscape / Forest of the Shrine, which I listened to last night for the first time once again. And I sure enjoyed it. It was pretty cool. I thought this brought some really beautiful, peaceful imagery that I thought I might want to end my set on today. But yeah, I guess I will say one last time for the semester, this is Jack, and you're listening to the Midwestern Nice Radio Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you're listening now, thanks for listening. I hope you have an amazing day. If you aren't listening now, I hope you have an amazing day as well. Anyone who's listened to any of my shows has enabled me to keep playing my weird, freakish music on the air, so thank you for that. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's been really fun. My first year here, I feel like I've gotten into a fun groove of playing some really interesting music that hopefully, or not hopefully, but likely, you may not hear elsewhere. And I'll be back next year. I don't know what my time slot will be. Hopefully maybe the same, because I really like this time slot. It beats my last semester time slot of like 6 a.m. every other Thursday. But yeah. I've really enjoyed it here. I hope you've enjoyed it with me. And if you have, I'd like to say a very special thank you for listening. I don't know. The NBA playoffs are in full swing. I don't have much to say about them because none of my favorite teams are really in. But currently, as it stands right now, at the end of the semester, I'm rooting for the Nuggets. But I don't have anything to say about the Orlando Magic because they've been long out of contention. Very sad. But regardless, next year will be better, and I'll be bringing you the updates on that too. So yeah, I don't really have anything else to say, and I've said thank you a lot of times already. I suppose I'll say it one more time and then cap it off. Thank you all so much. This is African Buddhist Temple by Taro Nohara. Enjoy.